This is the Life Truth Network. On October the 2nd, 2016, I was ordained to preach the gospel. The first minister to lay on hands was my father. He gave me two principles: preach the truth and love your people. With those principles in mind, I preach the word. I'm Nathan Caldwell, and this is Protectors of the Book. Exodus chapter 7, verse 8. Exodus chapter 7, starting with verse 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto face Pharaoh. They did as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in the like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you today. We ask your forgiveness where we failed you. We ask for your strength. We ask that you give me strength to speak your word. Clear my voice as you would have will to do, that I may speak clearly. Help us, and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Evangelist R.A. Torrey was one who would go and they would hold tent revivals and things like that. And he tells a story of a time when their crew, the people that come and help set up and help with the service, didn't show up except one guy. And Brother Torrey looks at the other guy and says, well, should we get started? And the guy says, yeah, let's do it anyway. Let's just do this. And so, start singing as best you could, you know. And they weren't really gathering any attention among the people. Till this drunk guy starts coming up. And he just starts dancing and making a fool of himself. Well, now that got people's attention. And as the drunk was making a fool of himself, Brother Torrey says, now, brother, now, share your testimony. And the brother shares his testimony, and the preacher keeps the drunk man quiet so that the message could be heard. Brother Torrey then preaches a short message, and the assistant keeps the drunk man quiet so that the sermon could be heard. But in that time, Brother Torrey said, this is how the devil got us an audience. Because a man who was in sin was used by God to bring glory and to share God's message. And folks, this is exactly what Pharaoh, who refused to let God's people go, was doing. He was giving God an opportunity to show his power. So, we read about how Aaron, who was, you know, I used to think Moses did all the miracles. Apparently, Aaron was the face man. A lot of the things that were done, Moses kind of told him what to do, and he did it. Aaron did it.
Well, Aaron threw down his rod and it became a snake. And all the magicians, well, they started copying it. They did it too.
You know something? There is something that I don't hear preached a lot. And maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm not hearing the right preachers. I don't know. But folks, the devil has power. You know, some of the psychics out there, you see, they're frauds. But make no mistake, I'd be more afraid of the real ones. I have nothing against watching a good illusionist. They're fascinating to me. But when somebody tries to really delve into the true magical arts, when you start dealing with demons and dark stuff, folks, make no mistake, a lot, some of that's real. And you don't want to touch it. The devil has real power. And I tell you something, the devil is pretty good at copying what God does. And that's exactly what he did here. He copied what God did. You know, the devil's still doing that today. One example is that a lot of people don't see anything wrong with a man and a woman living together before they're married. They think as long as the relationship is committed, that it's all right. They think that this will be enough to get the benefits that God intended only for marriage. However, the relationship can often be not as committed as they first thought. And then hearts are broken. Not only that, the bonds that were meant to happen with married couples who have sworn to God and witnesses to stay together and work things out, those bonds were created among two people who didn't and won't. And when the bonds are severed, great harm occurs. This is only one example of the devil's copies. There are many, but this isn't that sermon. But when you see the world taking something that God made and twisting it, remember, the devil is a really good copier, but only God has the real thing. God is always going to come out superior. Because look at verse 12. They cast down every man his rods and they became serpents. But what happened then? Aaron's rod swallowed up theirs. One snake ate a bunch of other snakes. You know, it looked like Aaron's rod was outnumbered. I'm sure it may have looked intimidating. But folks, one man plus God makes a majority. Everything else is a minority. Remember, God always has the last word. Verse 13 says, "And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said." You know, there used to be a saying. The saying was, God said it, I believe it, and that says it. Does that sound good? They didn't go far enough. Like my daddy says, that sign should read, "God said it, and that settles it whether I believe it or not." God's word is final, and if he says he's going to do something, if he says something is going to happen, it will come to pass. Everything God says is 100% accurate. You know something? I was thinking about, we looked at Noah this morning in Sunday school. I was thinking about, you know, he predicted rain. And he was 100% correct. He told Noah how long it was going to rain. He was 100% accurate. Let's see any other weatherman do that today. Verse 14, the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he refuses to let the people go. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goes out into the water. And thou shalt stand by the river's brink against he come. And the rod which was turned to a serpent you will take in your hand. And you will say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me unto thee, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses and say unto Aaron, take thy rod, stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. Let me tell you something. God didn't tell Moses, now do this unless Pharaoh comes to his senses. God didn't say, give Pharaoh one last chance. God didn't say that. What he told him to tell Pharaoh is, you said no to God, and now you are going to face the consequences. There was no term to change his mind. There was no chance. It was time for God to get serious. Folks, God is calling people today to accept his son. God is calling people today to do his will. But there will come a time when all those chances are gone and people will have to accept the consequences. Pharaoh was going to have to now see the power of God. And listen, I love seeing the power of God, but I don't want to see it from Pharaoh's side of things. Verse 20, Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord had commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That had to be a gruesome sight. God is going to do what he says he will do. And folks, when God says what he's going to do, and he does it, we need to remember something. That's good or bad. That's positive or negative. One example of positive is when God says, if you will trust me, because Jesus lived a perfect life. I came down in the form of Jesus, lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and rose from the dead for you. And if you will trust me, I will save you and forgive you of your sins. And if you do that, he will keep that promise. But he says, if you do not, you are condemned already. And he promises hell and the lake of fire and torment and judgment and wrath. And folks, he's going to keep that promise too. God will do what he says he will do. We see the river turning to blood. Verse 21 says the fish. We'll get to the fish in a minute. There was in the land of Egypt a belief in several gods of the Nile River. One of them, at least three. One of them was called Happy. And I don't know, it's H-A-P-I. I don't know if it's pronounced Happy or Happy or what. But it's supposed to be the Egyptian god of abundance.
Well, their God of abundance sure couldn't help them. Because that God of abundance could not prevent the waters from becoming polluted, being undrinkable, not being able to water the crops, killing all the life inside. Your abundance, Egypt, is now gone.
You know why this Egyptian God couldn't save Egypt? It's because there is no Egyptian God. There is only one true God. Let's go back to verse 21. It says, the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. No longer would the river provide an abundance of food. There was no food at all in the river. It had died. But not only that, all the water they used to water their crops, useless. They couldn't drink the water. It was polluted and it stank just like Pharaoh's heart. Verse 22, the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Hold on a minute. So,
just a verse or two later, you see that the only water you're able to find clean is water you dig up for yourself. If it's been pre-bottled, well, I almost said pre-bottled. If it's been pre-put in a container, it's blood. If it was in a pond, it's blood. If it was in a lake or a river, it's blood. So you have to dig up your own water, and I can imagine that water was scarce. And these fools are going to waste the little water they have to prove that they can do what this guy can do. Well, let me tell you this. Let's see you turn it back. They couldn't do it. Well, how do you know they couldn't do it? The Bible doesn't say they didn't. They would have if they could have. They didn't because they couldn't. Verse 23 says, Pharaoh turned and went into his house. Neither did he set his heart to this also. There are those who will not be convinced of the necessity and truth of God's word, no matter what we do or say. Pharaoh just saw all the water, practically all the water of Egypt, become blood. And he turned and walked into his house. What about all your people, Pharaoh?
24 says, all the Egyptians digged round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink the water of the river. Like I said, the only water they could find is water they dug up. And 7 days were fulfilled after that the Lord had smitten the river. 1 week would pass before Moses approached Pharaoh again. That was going to be a hard week. You know, Pharaoh was making this decision, but his disobedience would not affect only him. All of Egypt would suffer. This wasn't just Pharaoh's water. This wasn't just Pharaoh's food source. It was the food source of all of Egypt. It was the water of all of Egypt. When we disobey God, we are not just the only ones to suffer. Our loved ones often pay a price. And also, those who watch us are influenced. Earlier, Pharaoh had asked, who is the Lord that I should obey him? The Lord is the one who tossed Egypt into devastation in one single move. That is who the Lord is. Like Pharaoh, many today look upon God with indifference or even hatred. But the day will come when they too will face His judgment. They too will know who the Lord is. Egypt had major problems. Provision of food and water took a huge plummet. However, they had a far worse problem. Their leader was in defiance to the great I Am. And this would cost the nation greatly before it was over.